packs to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I heard that Israel is considering a pause in the conflict in the West Bank, in Gaza, not in the West Bank, in Gaza. The conflict in the West Bank will continue. Lebanon, Syria will continue. The pause will be just that, a pause. The pause is Israel has opened up corridors to move the Gazans out of the area, out of North Jordan. Hamas is doing everything possible, the leaders, to keep these human shields in place. If the human shields are removed, Israel's campaign against the Hamas terrorists will be over in a matter of days. Hamas, they need humans, bodies, young, old, women, children. It will be just a pause. Israel, the momentum that Israel has been devastating. The rocket attacks are dwindling day by day. The Hamas, when the terrorists come out of the tunnels, they have just the matter of minutes to launch the rockets before these tunnels are bombed. Already, I think there have been 800,000, I'm trying to remember the number, of Gazans that have left North Gaza. This means 800,000 less shields for the Hamas terrorists. It will be a pause. The conflict isn't over. The war is not being discontinued. Israel's plans get as many of these civilians out of that area, and then Israel will be able to go to work. Hamas, humanitarian organizations, nations of the UN, nations in Europe, Arab nations, protesters internationally want a ceasefire, want an end to this. Well, there will be no end, not until Hamas is completely, Hamas is made powerless through either death or they leave. And they will go north to continue the battle with Hezbollah in the north. But eventually, when this main battle in the Gaza Strip is finished, there will be many millions of, I'd say at least a million of these Gazans that will be relocated to other parts of the world, into the Middle East, elsewhere. Then in the West Bank, this is going to be the new area of conflict within Israel. And already there's an uproar internationally. The latent anti-Semitism is being exposed throughout this country. The campaign of the nations, it's hard to identify the mainstream media for sure, the Hamas News Network, and Christian people that don't understand what the Bible says about this war. They don't know that this war is in the Bible. It is in the Proverbs, I'm sorry, in the Psalms, Psalm 83. It's a conflict that is prophesied 3,000 years ago. And the world is hoping and is looking for an end to this war operation. Well, the way I see it, from the perspective of the Bible, it's not going to, there might be a pause to allow more of the Gazans out of that area before a major operation takes place. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out, 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. To keep your family healthy and safe, it's important to be ready if disasters happen. Develop a family communication plan. Make sure your family, including your children, know how to reach each other. Make a kit with first aid supplies, medicine, medical records, and comforting things for your child. Finally, talk about what to do when emergencies happen, like streets flooding, a power outage, or a fire. For more, visit healthychildren.org.
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Don't you know we need you now? We can't fight alone against the monster. America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters?
The conflict will continue until Israel has removed the Hamas army out of Gaza. Either they leave, they surrender, or they die in the battlefield. The women and the children, according to many prophecies in the Old Testament, they will be the ones who will be protected. God has a plan with them, as well as the women and children in Lebanon, Syria, and in the coming conflict that's going to spill over into present-day Jordan. It will spill over. This pause gives the Hamas army, terrorists, time to restock. They're fervently building new tunnels. But the problem is, Israel is destroying the entrances and the tunnels faster than they can be rebuilt. There have been, I think, over 30 very powerful Hamas leaders that have left this world. I know that's more than that. I think it's probably in the vicinity of 50. This is the target of the Israeli army. The target is these leaders and the Hamas fighters, not the women, not the children. The genocide that the papers are accusing Israel of is not true. It's not a genocide against the people. It's a genocide. It's not even a genocide against, it is, I guess you could say, a war, not a genocide. It is a war against the armies of Hamas. In war, there are, you know, you have the enemies that you have to destroy. That's the way it is with any war. It is not a genocide. Every time you hear that word genocide, know that it is part of the propaganda campaign by this government, by the governments of the world, by the news agencies of the world that are directed by Pilgrim Society in England, London, the city of London, and the Pilgrim Society, New York City. The what you call Khazarian Jews, or what I would term in the Bible, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, there are the Jews that say that they are Jews, but they are the synagogue of Satan. We use the term Khazarian Jews, Ashkenazi. There are a true lineage of Jewish people. These Jewish people are generally the target. You have in Israel millions of people who are of Jewish descent, but they hate their own brothers. They hate the government because they are basically hard left. They are liberals, hard left liberals. Anything that the government would do as far as building their army for defense, using technology for defense purposes, they will protest. They want to take the old hippie philosophy of just get along. Well, mankind won't just get along. It's not in the nature of man. It's in the nature of man to steal, kill, to do evil. In Israel, there are those in the government that are liberal. And eventually, what I mean by liberal They are Jewish. There are some that are like some of the Jewish families that hate Jewish families, that hate Israel as a nation. They would like to see their fellow Jews destroyed. These type of people, I guess you could say, are the globalists. There are globalists in Israel, in the political system, and they would love to see a dictator rule over them. And there's going to be a dictator to come to rule over them. The prophet Daniel called this individual the abomination of desolation. The leaders of Israel, they don't really understand the prophecies of their prophets. They believe that there are so many different things that they believe. I'm trying to think of one. That they can work with the Luciferian Illuminati West. That they will be, they can trust the globalist leaders of the West to help them, to enrich them, to eventually make Israel a globalist center of the world. And they're going to do it. The Bible says they will. Jerusalem is going to be the center of the New World Order. But before that happens, present day administration, this administration in Israel, with Benjamin Netanyahu, whether you agree with him, disagree with him, whether you like his policies, whether you believe that he is a globalist, he works with globalists, he has to get along. If he is, this war is to bring finances and power to his position, it may. Regardless, Israel must have a king or a prime minister that is going to take this army, the IDF, to this battle with the terrorist groups within the nation and surrounding the nation and eliminate them. These terrorists, if you allow them to live, they will genocide the Jewish people in Israel and internationally. You know, years ago, Australia didn't have any rabbits, not a single little bunny. They had no Easter bunnies over there. But some brilliant individual decided, you know, he liked to eat rabbit. So he took 40 rabbits over to Australia. And he tried to coexist with 40 rabbits. 40 rabbits turned into 40 million. This is why Australia is a desert, because of rabbits. He wanted to, for the sake of his selfish flesh, because he loved rabbit stew, barbecue rabbit, sauteed rabbit, rabbit chops, rabbit hamburgers, skewered rabbit. He let 40 rabbits go. They turned into 40 million. And in war, the war that we're in the decade before Christ returns, the hatred of the world toward the Jewish people, the true Jewish people, the hatred of the Jews who say they are Jews but are of the synagogue of Satan, the supremacists, black supremacists, white supremacists, brown supremacists, Asian supremacists that hate Israel, is going to be like those rabbits that were released in Australia. The whole world is going, the Jewish people are going to be demonized. The nation of Israel is going to be demonized. But God is going to make it clear to the nations that these people are His. If anyone punishes them, He knows about it. They will be punished. And He is going to punish the Jewish people that are Jewish, that even, that will not obey Torah. They don't want the laws. There are going to be sanctions against them, but let God punish them. Any man that raises a hand to help God had better be careful. Eventually, in Revelation chapter 12, it says that the dragon is going to make war with the Jewish people. And what we're witnessing presently is because people don't know the Bible. They are willing to, in a naive way, believe that Israel is the instigator of this war and the hardships that have begun in the Middle East. This is, it's, if you don't know the Bible, you're going to get caught in the deception. But it says in Revelation chapter 12 that the earth is going to open up its mouth and swallow the flood that the dragon releases on the Jewish people, and the world is going to help the Jewish people leave the nations and go back to the Middle East. And the Christian people will finally wake up and realize that because they don't know the prophecies of God's punishment on the nations and the relatives of the nation of Israel, of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God is going to punish family like Ishmael, like Lot's two sons, Moab and Ammon, like Jacob's twin brother Esau, who married the daughters of Ishmael, family. And then God is going to punish them. 3,000 plus year old prophecies, they've yet to be punished. This war in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, West Bank, and soon Jordan, is a punishment of the families and also the nations that hate Israel. It's been a punishment that was prophesied over 3,200 years ago. It is taking place now. People don't see it. Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, if he decides today to stop this war and end it, something will happen and Israel will be forced right back into the battle. You're not going to compromise this time. Israel has been ordained by God to punish these enemies. This time, God will use Israel to punish the relatives and the nations rather than the nations and the families punish Israel. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360, KHNC.com for podcasts.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
This is Steve at Ramsey Auto Group.
Hey, this is Mike from Ramsey Auto Group.
just stopping in to say hi, let you know that we're still open, still in business, and still rocking and rolling.
You know, if you're looking for a good car experience, come see us. We have old school values. We still operate by handshake. We're not pushy. We want you to be happy, and we have a great selection of trucks. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley.
970-443-5654.
970-443-5654.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
Over the last 20 years, with all your support, we've been able to not only launch the original MyPillow, but also the MyPillow mattress topper, Giza Dream bed sheets, My Slippers, and the MyPillow bath towels. But there's so much more. In fact, we have over 200 products, and I'm so confident that you'll love each and every one of them that when you go to MyPillow.com now, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20 just for checking out the website. No purchase necessary. Get everything from MyPillow blankets, sleepwear, kitchen towels, mattresses, duvets, pet beds, body pillows, comforters, couch pillows, bathrobes, and so much more. Use your promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And remember, just for checking out MyPillow.com, you'll immediately receive a free gift valued at $20. No purchase necessary. This is a limited time promotion, so go to MyPillow.com now.
Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, The Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church Program. Podcasts are archived. My podcasts, the other hosts on the program, on the station, archived on 1360KHNC.com. Through the centuries, for thousands of years, God has always used the nations to reprove God's chosen people. The Jewish people, many wish they weren't the Jewish people. They don't want to be the people of God because it means hardship. To be a Christian means hardship. So God would use the Egyptians to bring hardship to the Jewish people. Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. The nations would invade, surrounding nations. And God would use them to cause Israel, the children of Israel, to turn back to God. Because they would always drift away, and God would figure out which nation was going to be his implement, his rod of correction to force Israel back to their God. It's the same today. Israel is far from their God. Many Christian people who profess the name of Jesus Christ are far from their God. Israel, before another hardship comes to Israel, they have to be a people that live in their land for something that's coming, a plan that God had that is coming soon to take place. Before that coming plan takes place, Israel has to be part of or live in present-day Israel, occupy the West Bank, occupy the Gaza Strip. In addition to that, Israel is going to occupy the present nation of Jordan. Transjordan, as the English would call it, back in 1930. Israel is going to expand her borders. Israel is going to take care of the problem of the adversary within the borders. The adversaries in the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. Israel is going to be forced to take care of, to go to war with and be victorious over Hezbollah in the north, the Syrian terrorist groups. I repeat this over and over because it seems so far-fetched that Israel is going to actually take over a nation that is more than almost three times the size of present-day Israel. Is it possible? We're going to see. God said he's going to do this so that all the nations will see, and the nations of the world will begin to tremble that God is, he does exist, and his word is good. What he says he's going to do will come to pass. We can't stop it. God said there's going to be an Armageddon. The Pentagon knows. The nations, the armies of the world, China. Right now, I'm telling the friends, this audience, China's preparing for Armageddon. She doesn't have a choice. God is forcing China to prepare for a coming major conflict. And God is using America to push China. America's been pushing at Russia. Russia has just become stronger. You beat steel and it gets harder. America's been trying to destroy Russia for 100 years. Russia is resilient and just gets stronger because Russia has a destiny. Russia and the anti-Semitism of that nation is going to erupt, and Russia is going to come with the anti-Semitic nations, Turkey, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya, other nations in the old Soviet Union. The anti-Semitism, the hatred of Israel. Everybody wants to get a piece of this nation. Everybody wants to bring hardship to the Jewish people internationally and to the nation as a whole. Even the socialist, hard left, communist, globalist Jewish people in the nation of Israel. These people are going to cause the wrath of God to come upon the nation of Israel in about 2-3 years. They're going to sign an agreement with the United States of America. It's going to be the globalists within the political world of Israel in their Knesset. They're going to want to sign an agreement with the United States of America. And then God, it's going to be a divorce basically what this agreement is going to be is they're going to send God divorce papers. And how do you think God is going to respond to a people that he is wed to, that he has engraved them, these people, on his hand? He has made covenants with them, agreements, promises. How do you think he's going to respond after they win this battle with that they're in, and they get a victory over all the terrorist groups within the nation? They get land three times the size of what they are presently. And then Russia, China, and all these nations are going to come, and God is going to destroy them also. Do you think the children of Israel would want to believe in their God? Nope. They're his people, but he's going to reveal to the world that they are apostate. Just like with a Christian people in this country, the evangelical Christians, Catholics, Presbyterians, Lutherans, all the Christian world, they're going to basically turn on Israel too, many of them. Better be careful. Be careful. Don't do anything that you shouldn't. And hatred is something you should not be part of.
Time to plant trees during the Tree Farm's 50-cent tree sale. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of carry-out sized shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy one 7 to 8 foot tall flowering tree for only $269.50 and get another tree for only 50 cents. That's 2 7-gallon trees for only $270.
You come take see. I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
Hi, this is Craig James from Just Informed Talk Radio, and I'm here to tell you about My Kind CBD products. I have been using these products myself, and I can tell you this is the highest quality CBD product I've ever used in my life. My Kind CBD products are 100% THC-free, locally sourced from Colorado hemp farmers, and they're organic. And if you want, you can give them a shot today by going to 1360khnc.com/shop. And when you do, make sure you try out everything from the sunscreen to the lotion, to the salve, to the retinol cream, to the tinctures, to the cocoa, to the coffee, to the tea, everything in between. And make sure you try out the pet products as well. They have pet shampoo and pet tincture. You're not going to be disappointed. These products are white labeled and sold in high-end stores and boutique salons for 2, 3, and 4 times the price you're going to be paying at 1360khnc.com/shop, straight from the manufacturer. So go there and buy your products today, and I know you're going to become a repeat customer just like me.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Well, definitely we're at the dawning of a new age, for sure. It's going to be the age of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what's coming. For the people of the world, many nations are going to be deceived into believing that Israel should be punished for this conflict in the Middle East. But the fact is, this was a prophesied event. We're not going to change it. We're not going to stop it. It's going to come to pass. Israel is going to be victorious, successful, enlarge her borders. And as the weeks go on, we're going to witness. You think the outcry, the hatred, the riots, the protests are bad now? You just wait. Because people don't understand. Israel has a duty. God has commanded them to remove these terrorists from their nation, and then remove the terrorists in present-day Jordan, occupy that land. Israel is commanded to destroy the brain center, the command center in Damascus. When all this is completed, the world is not going to want to believe it could happen. Israel is going to take, and like I stated Monday, Israel and the Jewish people, from this time to the time Christ returns, they will be the most talked about people, the most talked about nation. Jerusalem will be the most talked about city. People are going to forget San Francisco, the New York City, London, Shanghai, Frankfurt. They're going to forget these cities of the nations, Toronto, Canada. It's going to be Jerusalem. Benjamin Netanyahu, not only is he supposed to take the army to war against the terrorists, he is also, I believe, being instructed, though he may not know it, to further the cause of the globalist Illuminati Luciferians of the United States of America in the Middle East. He may not know it because God may have blinded his eyes to it. He thinks he's doing it for his own personal reasons, definitely for the nation of Israel. But if I understand what the scripture is saying, he will also, to some degree, betray his own people, his own nation, and help the globalists of America. The Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the Church of Satan, the synagogue of Satan. He's going to assist these people who call themselves Jews, but are not really Jews. So you're witnessing prophecy being fulfilled. I was going to say that, you know, if your neighbor, if his child is a little unruly, be careful in what you might want to do to punish your neighbor's child, because it may not be go well for you. And the people that don't understand really what is happening in Israel with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. Don't do anything. Just sit and watch till you can actually see the truth of what's happening from God's perspective. I wouldn't touch the neighbor's child because it may cost you. God promised Abraham, he said, in blessing, I'll bless those that bless you and your lineage, and curse those that curse you and your lineage. Look at the nations that have come and gone. Pardon me, that have come and gone. God used these nations to punish Israel for their idolatry, but they went too far. This is what happens with nations concerning Israel. They go too far. From the time Israel became a nation, the United States has interfered, and the European nation, the Union, European Union nations, the United Nations, the Arab nations, have always interfered in Israel's wars. They've always dictated to Israel what they could and could not do. This time, God is saying to the nations, mind your own business. Israel, there's a plan I have with Israel to destroy the terrorists surrounding that nation. Leave her alone. Present truth, Rick Rodriguez will be back. 1360khnc.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
With all the news, there are quite a few things I want to cover, but I'm going to tell you the main news is that this anti-Semitism, people that really don't understand the situation, they don't see it from the view of the Bible, and because they don't see it from the biblical view, they're easy to criticize, attack, errant opinion, view. If you don't know what nuclear energy is, if you don't know what a radioactive isotope is, I wouldn't take a hammer to it. I wouldn't touch it. I would leave it alone. In defense for your for the safety of the this audience, I would say that as it pertains to the nation of Israel and the Jewish people, you're dealing with nuclear energy. You're dealing with nuclear isotopes. You're touching something that is very dangerous. When you touch a people that God has made promises to, a people that God actually is married to, this is his bride to be. There is the born again children of God who are the bride, but then there are the children of Israel, the elect of God. He made promises to them, covenants with them, many promises throughout the whole Bible. And he's going to keep his promises. Israel is going to divorce him. And he promised he would annul that divorce, he would annul those divorce papers. And he is going to punish his children for that deed. But it's a matter where you better let God do it his way and not get between him and the nation of Israel. If you get in the way, if you take the wrong position, a wrong stance with a uneducated, understanding, you're going to come into the crosshairs of an almighty God. To all the Christian people on Sunday, throughout my Christian life, I have warned people, leave Israel alone, leave the Jewish people alone, be careful how you treat them, because you will reap the wrath of God if you're not careful. And this is what's happened with these people surrounding Israel and the terrorist groups. They have God, they are at war, and it even says in Psalm 83, these people are at war with God, and they're at war through at that God. Their war is with God through the Jewish people. And you see what's happening. This is God in his punishment, in his righteousness. He's going to protect Israel through these conflicts, but eventually he's going to make things right with Israel to those that worship idols, that are far from God. He's going to deal with them his way. But as for me, I know better than to get in between an angry God and an unruly child. For today, we'll call it a day. We'll visit tomorrow. Podcast 1360khnc.com. Let's see what transpires overnight. Talk tomorrow, Rick Rodriguez.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Trees make you feel good, and the Tree Farm's 50 cent tree sale will make you feel even better. Buy the first tree at regular price and get a second tree for only 50 cents. Choose from thousands of shade trees, flowering trees, evergreen trees, and more. Buy 1 6 to 8 foot tall aspen clump for $169.50 and mix and match another tree for only 50 cents. That's two trees for only $170.
You take I-25 to exit 235, then 5 miles west to the Tree Farm.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.